really believe that.
There you go. So Ken King with more on a new arena plan here in the city of Calgary. So what you get there from the president of the Calgary Flames, an announcement in a couple of weeks. It is going to be downtown. So it looks like more and more inevitable that we find out new plans and the final details about where this is going to be. And look, we've been waiting for it for a long time. We saw Edmonton get their arena and... We saw that all get figured out, and as soon as we saw Edmonton get everything, I mean, you take a look right now, you go take a look at pictures of downtown Edmonton, that building's going up quick. Like, it is, you can start to see the shell, you can, like, it's going up. The ground is far more than broken now. They've got things going on. So if that's the case, we knew that it wasn't that long until Calgary was going to make an announcement, and it sounds like sometime in Q1, maybe Q2 of 2015 is when we're going to find out the news. So that's good. Ken King says it's not controversial. So we'll see. And look, it for me, I'm personally, I don't even get myself involved in civil political conversations and, you know, oh, tax dollars or no tax. Like, to me, I'm so ambivalent about that stuff. Call me a bad citizen if you want. It just never has gotten to me. You know, I'll deal with it. But I do know that depending on how the funding structure is going to work and all of that, it can be a controversial thing. So he says it's not going to be controversial, and I'm very curious how that all works as well, because it's not easy to make these type of things not controversial. However, there's been enough legwork done, and they have been working extremely hard at this, what, for 7-8 years, Ken King and co. have been working at this. So, you know, it's not easy to make things not controversial, but when you put that much work into it, that's maybe exactly why you can come away with it with not too many ruffled feathers. So, again, thank you to Kiss 95.9, Billy Joe, and Mookie and Billy Joe for doing the interview with Ken King, and good to hear that on our sister station today, and some very interesting stuff when it comes to a new arena in the city. My name is Pat Steinberg. That'll do it for Hockey Central at Noon. Want to thank Joe Haggerty from CSN New England, and of course, Peter Labardius, the color voice of the Calgary Flames. Flames and Bruins tonight, 5 o'clock start here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The big show, just a few minutes away. We've got lots to get to as we move throughout your Thursday afternoon here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boudreau sprints through, makes a great move, shoots, and he scores! What a shot by Johnny Hockey!
Calgary Flames Radio.
Brody to Giordano, and he scores!
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a stop in an original six city. The Boston Bruins are next up for the Flames. Pre-game goes tonight, live from Shanks at 4, play-by-play at 5.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano. Catch every game all season long on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Green Drop and Doug Lacey's Basement Systems.
Target Canada has filed for credit protection. In doing so, they are in the process of closing the doors of their 133 Canadian stores. In the turmoil that has ensued, a number of high-profile electronics manufacturers have called upon Visions Electronics to clear the last remaining inventory. The shelves have been restocked, and the suppliers have sent us their final shipments of brand-name electronics. A full new slate of inventory, and Visions Electronics is selling it all at a fraction of its previous value. Starting today, you want to be at Visions Electronics for your last chance at the $40 million surplus liquidation of brand-new brand-name electronics at near or below dealer cost. Grab amazing deals with savings passed directly to you while we can. There may never be a better time to pick up that new flat-screen TV, home stereo, amplifier, speakers, car stereo, laptop, tablet, cell phone, and digital camera than right now. Visions Electronics. The better price, the wider choice, the smarter advice. Hurry in. It all starts today.
Passion is a product of commitment.
I thought passion came first, then commitment.
That's a common misconception. Passion, real passion, comes from committing yourself completely.
I see it now.
I'm going to put a sign on the door of each of our stores.
Oh?
Many adventures await you upon the road of life. Enter these doors and take your first step.
The adventures can start right now?
They can start right now.
Let the adventures begin.
Spence, the corner of Glenmore and McLeod Trail South.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 to deliver results? All types.
Hello, this is Alamine from Okotoks Honda. It's helped us tremendously because we're reaching markets in Calgary, Okotoks, and surrounding areas that we never had access to before.
Would you recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers?
I would recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers, and actually I have recommended them. It's helped us tremendously, and I'm sure it'll help you.
Advertising on Sportsnet 960 works for Okotoks Honda. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department at 291-0000.
Hockey night in Canada. Fresh insight.
That's actually a really good perspective.
Compelling hockey talk.
Did you miss the days of being able to just make a trade?
And the best team in the business. Plus, Ron and Don in the coach's corner.
What?
This Saturday, double header action.
Shoots and scores!
Blues Leafs, Canucks Sharks on CBC. Big bodies, big shots. Jets Predators on Sportsnet. Plus, Canadians Coyotes on City. Hockey night in Canada. Find your game at sportsnet.ca/schedule.
Yikes! That was a scary movie.
Come on, Dad. You're being a big baby.
Hey, what do you say we take a break from movie watching and get some snacks?
Only if we can get Big Chief beef jerky.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Big Chief has been part of bringing families together for years. Movie nights, car trips, whatever the occasion. These delicious 100% beef, high in protein meat snacks are a treat you can enjoy together. Get them at your favorite store or visit BigChiefMeatSnacks.com.
Bite me!
Ruth's Chris presents Myths and Facts.
Myth.
Sundays are dull.
Fact. Sundays are the best, especially the Sunday tradition at Ruth's Chris. For just $39, you'll get a starter salad, a 6-ounce beef tenderloin topped with 3 Cajun shrimp, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and the chef's dessert duo. Plus, parking is free in the Palliser Parkade. It always is weekends and weekdays after 5. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Proudly Alberta owned. Call 403-246-3636 or visit ruthschrisalberta.ca.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Getting your afternoon started right now. It's Pat Steinberg on The Big Show. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Johnny's progression has been, like, real good right from day one. Like, many people were, are still asking me, what were the expectations? And they were the same as all other, rookies in training camp. It was the wait-and-see approach, and, we gave them, basically the same opportunities, and, Johnny took on from training camp, and let's remember our six-game road trip right at the start of the year. That was a tough welcome for Johnny, and, he struggled, but he kept fighting. He's a great hockey player, but what I learned about Johnny is quite a competitor.
That, of course, is the head coach of the Calgary Flames, Bob Hartley. Why do I play a clip about Johnny Gaudreau coming from the head coach? Well, I play it because it's just another indication of how much of a homecoming tour the rookie forward is on right now. And Josh can vouch for this, right, Josh? Yeah. Every scrum that Bob has on the road, specifically in the Eastern Conference, he's asked about, this Johnny Gaudreau guy, what makes him so good? Like, every reporter from another city is asking him these questions every day.
It's funny because and not even this road trip, but every time the Flames go on the road, the same questions were asked. Johnny Gaudreau, Mark Giordano being as good as he was, those are guaranteed questions every time. And now it's Johnny Gaudreau and the Giordano injury, and it's the same questions from different reporters in every city, and Bob Hartley, the poor guy, has to give the same answer every single road game.
Well, and he gave another one about Johnny Gaudreau there, probably kind of reading from script at this point. He's been asked so many times, but this really has been a homecoming tour for him, hasn't it? I mean, he's been in places like from New Jersey and the New Yorks to spots that he was very, very close to growing up. Then he goes into Philadelphia, where he basically did grow up about half an hour away in Carneys Point, New Jersey. And now tonight, Josh, he goes into Boston, where he played 3 years at Boston College, and those 3 years put him on the map in such a big way in U.S. hockey fans' minds. A Hobie Baker Award. He was a finalist for another Hobie Baker, a national championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, this is where we had known about Gaudreau here in Calgary for a long time because he'd been a Flames pick. But for the rest of that country, for hockey fans in the United States, his 3 years at Boston College is kind of what put him on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a homecoming trip, but I think he's done pretty well to, you know, considering all the pressure and off-ice things he had to do. Of course, he had a jersey retirement at his old high school earlier this week, and then the pressure of having multiple members of his family and friends. There's a lot of people there in New Jersey and Philadelphia watching him play those games. And he's done well with the pressure. I mean, it's could be tough for a young guy when he goes on that trip for the first time, but I thought Johnny Gaudreau has done pretty well with it. I mean, he hasn't been producing the points like you would like to see on this road trip, and I'm sure he's itching to get a goal, and maybe tonight in, you know, close to Boston College where he'll be playing tonight, it'll be great for him to score a couple big goals because there'll be a lot of people watching him again. But I thought he's handled the pressure at least off the ice and not really affected his game too much, and that's a pretty good credit for a guy going through this for the first time.
Game time tonight, Flames and the Boston Bruins, goes at 5 o'clock. We're on the air at 4 o'clock with your Flames warm-up. The Flames will debut David Schlemko on the back end. He'll play his first game after being acquired by the team, being claimed off waivers on Sunday. So David Schlemko is in. It'll be Corey Potter coming out for the Flames. Brandon Bolig returns to the lineup. Michael Ferland comes out. Kari Ramo gets his fifth consecutive start in net. That's what it looks like when it comes to the Calgary Flames in this game tonight. Of course, it was only a couple of weeks ago that these two teams played. February 16th at the Scotiabank Saddledome. We all remember how that game went.
Brody gets by Soderberg. Brody with a backhand shot. Bouncing puck, and it goes in. Or does it?
It did.
Van Point to the net, and the Flames, on a weird one, have won it. The Flames score with no time left in sudden death overtime, and the find-a-way Flames complete the comeback. They beat the Bruins by a final score of 4-3.
Among one of the more improbable wins for the Flames this year, erasing a 3-goal deficit and beating the Boston Bruins 4-3 in overtime back on February 16th. I wonder if that is even in the minds of the Bruins heading into this game tonight. I mean, in a lot of ways, you'd think that maybe it shouldn't be in their minds and they should just forget about it. But at the same time, you also can understand how it might be still fresh on their minds. It was about 2.5 weeks ago when that game happened. So looking forward to the Flames and the Bruins this evening. We've got it for you at 5 o'clock. Ramo is going to make his fifth consecutive start. We'll touch on that with our next guest. Is our Thursday regular, Brent Cron, one of our NHL analysts, joined us on the program right now. We will get to talking about Kari Ramo for sure. But, Croner, I got to ask you, welcome to the program, first of all, but I got to ask you, how much were you chuckling when you saw that whole thing go down with the Florida Panthers earlier this week? First of all, Luongo gets hurt. Then Montoya gets hurt, and they're that close to having to use their goaltender coach in a game. What were your thoughts as you saw that all unfold?
Well, I was hoping that they might have been playing Calgary that night, and I might have got a surprise phone call, too. I was hoping that Rob Callis would have to go in. It would have been kind of funny to see. I mean, you read Jamie McLennan's comments and about, you know, certain instances where it's happened throughout hockey at all levels, where especially in the minor leagues, where it's hard to get guys up last minute and, you know, if nobody else to call to play goal except your trainer, one of the players, you know, says he can play goal or somebody from the crowd or whatnot. And it would have been something else to see Robbie Tallis come in, and I think he hasn't played in 14 years or something like that. So, there's no pressure on you. You can go out there and perform, and it'd be nice to stop a puck when you know that it's not that big of a deal if you let one in. So it would have been something else. I was rooting for him for sure.
Have you ever been in a game where that's been a worry, where, you know, whether you've come in and relieved somebody or somebody's come in and relieved you because of injury, and, you know, that's been a worry? Had that ever at any point in your career happened?
Well, when I was in Omaha, I got food poisoning one afternoon. I was down for my pregame nap at about 3:30, and I woke up and I just started throwing up, and I was just miserable, and I was supposed to play that night. And, you know, I called over to the trainer, and like I said, I can't, you know, unwrap myself from the toilet here right now. There's no way I can come and, and play. And, you know, Curtis McElhinney was playing. He was the other goaltender at the time, too. And so it was Curtis's. He got the call when he got the drink that, you know, you're going in. I showed up, you know, just right before warm-up. I went out onto the ice and just basically stood there hunched over. And Josh Green was on the other team. I'm not sure who. I couldn't remember who we were playing. But he looked at me and said, Cronor, you look like crap. What's the matter with you? And I got, you know, I had, was running back, you know, off the ice during warm-up to go throw up and then come back out. And they just dressed me just to dress a body and a jersey. But I mean, if something were to happen to McElhinney, I would have to go on in that net, and that would have been quite something to see me running back and forth to the bathroom in between TV timeouts to keep the puck out of the net. And it happened to me once in Austin too, where I think Matt Climie got called up to Dallas that afternoon because they had an injury up top, and we had to pull somebody in, and the guy didn't get there till halfway through the game, and I had to play with nobody on the bench, which. You know, it's not a bad thing either, because you know you're in no matter what. So your mindset isn't like, well, if I let in a few bad ones, I'm out of here. It's like you're in here whether it's good or bad, so you may as well make it good.
Put yourself in the shoes of Rob Tallis for a second. Had you been, so say that you were in that spot and you hadn't played for a number of years, and Brent Cron gets called on as an emergency in-game replacement, and you got to go play. How would you fare? Like, how would you do? Do you think in that scenario?
You know what? I have no idea. Mentally, I think, it'd be a piece of cake. But physically, with the way they move the puck around, I don't think I'd get off my goal line, to be honest with you. I wouldn't play the puck. I would hardly talk because I'd probably be trying to catch my breath. And I would just sit there like a blob and just do my best to make myself look as big as possible. I think if they kept the shots maybe down from, you know, outside the blue line and didn't give me more than maybe 5 to 10 shots, I might be able to handle my own. But the second we're getting into 3-on-2 rushes and driving the net and backdoor one-timers, I might struggle with those just a little bit. I might need a lot of water and maybe a can of oxygen on the bench.
He's Brent Cron. He joins us here on the Big Show this afternoon. Okay, let's focus in on the Flames for just a second. Fifth consecutive start for Kari Ramo tonight, and he's been named the game's number one star in the last 4 contests. How dialed in is Kari Ramo right now?
Well, it just seems like that's how the Flames goaltenders operate, where, you know, Hiller's been on a roll for some time, and he struggles a little bit, and then Ramo goes in, and he gets on a roll, and then he struggles for a bit, and the guys can always pick up each other's slack, and so everybody says you have to name a number one, you have to name a number one, and I'm a firm believer that you do too, but right now, it just the consistency, you can see the tail end of a stretch of games where the guys don't play as strong as they could, and I think Hiller's kind of got the benefit of the doubt where he's had a few average games, and Hartley still stuck with him, whether it's due to Ramo's injury or whatnot, and giving him a chance to get back in there. But Ramo hasn't played in quite some time, too, and let's not forget that, because he's been, I think for the last, you know, 2 months, he's maybe played, you know, a couple games, aside from this you know, 5-game stretch he's on right now. So I'm sure there's a bit of a frustration, too, a bit of a desperation in his play that he wants to prove to the Flames organization that he can carry the load, and he can be the guy going down the stretch. And he's looked calm, he's looked confident, he's looked relaxed, he's made some big saves look easy, he's been controlling his rebounds, and the guy's been playing strong in front of him. So, you know, Giordano goes down, that's a huge blow to your defense, and he comes in and plays great in Philadelphia, and even in the island there, too, he did great. And this whole little stretch here on the East Coast, he's just looked in charge, he's looked confident, and you know, right now at the Flames, I mean, you give one guy a game, he plays great, you can throw the next guy in, and he play great. It's a healthy competition right now, and you know, like I said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So the Flames are going to ride the hot goaltender.
His biggest issue throughout his career has been, not even throughout his career, but in the last 2 years, has been consistency. Even this year, he's played really well and then has taken some steps back. He's played really well, and the same thing has been true with Hiller. That's kind of been what has been the main issue at goaltending this year for the Flames. So if you're Ramo, how do you get on top of that consistency? How do you make it so it's not just a stretch, that this is, you know, a more longer extended period of time?
Well, you sort of take what he needs too. Like in practice, when you don't play for a very long time, they just say get back to your basics, work hard, practice, and good things will come. But when you're actually getting the ball and you're playing lots of games in a row, it all just seems like one big game. And the worst thing you can do is get caught up in the media. You can get caught up with your numbers, because that can be a distraction too. Saying, oh geez, I played 4 games in a row here, my goals against average is 1.4 or 1.5, and my save percentage is 960 in these games. Well, I got to keep this going. Well, you know, that's all circumstantial, too. I mean, if you start thinking about the numbers game, it kind of screws around with your mind a little bit. And just focusing on the wins and losses, that's all that matters. I mean, numbers are one thing, but wins and losses are where it's at. And so just not getting caught looking too far ahead, too, because, you know, this is a huge stretch. This is probably the biggest stretch in Carey Ramos' NHL career right now. If you can keep this going, you know, there's a good chance that Calgary could make a really strong push to stay in the playoffs. And you just can't get caught up in all that hype. I mean, Calgary's a pretty media-savvy place. I mean, nothing like Toronto or Montreal, but still there's a lot of pressure. And the guys have performed well this year, and he just can't get caught up in all the hype and just go out there and do his job and make it look easy like he's doing right now. And I'm sure he's having a lot of fun doing it.
He's Brent Cron. Just one more topic I want to touch on with you, pal, and that is what's going on in Ottawa. The Flames will see the Senators on Sunday to finish off this seven-game road trip. But Andrew Hammond has started his NHL career going 6-0-1, hasn't allowed more than two goals in any of the seven starts he's been in to this point. Man, like, this is an unbelievable start to a career. How does this happen? Like, how do guys, because this isn't the first guy for this to happen, too. There's been plenty of guys who jump in and you know, they're first stretch in the National Hockey League. It's just success, and that's what's going on with Hammond. So how come this happens every once in a while?
Well, what I like to see is he's 27 years old. So
yes.
It's not like he's, you know, just a young kid coming in here taking the world by storm. He's a guy who's paid his dues, who's worked hard. He looks confident and in control. I mean, nothing really seems to surprise him right now. I mean, albeit he's winning, and the Senators are just a couple points now out of a playoff spot. And, you know, a large part that's due to his solid goaltending. Leonard's had a bit of a struggle this year with injuries. And then when he's had the net, while Anderson's been hurt, he's been average. And Hammond's kind of given them a breath of fresh air. And, you know, he looks like he's playing with nothing to lose right now, too. I mean, I'm sure he knows that, you know, he's not, doesn't have a whole lot of time left to make an impression in the National Hockey League. And goaltenders mature at different rates. I mean, look at a guy like Dominic Hasek or Tim Thomas or guys like that, where they kind of come on later in their career, and the way he's playing, he's just playing like an experienced veteran. There's no panic in his game. He's positionally very sound. He's relaxed. He makes big saves at key times, and I think he's just having fun too right now. It's exciting. I mean, you can tell that after the game when they beat the Jets the other night, the whole team just comes rushing up to him, and they're, you know, a lot of guys just tap you in the pads and say good job and kind of skate away, but pretty much everybody came up and had something to say in his ear. And you know, you can tell that the Ottawa Senators are really rallying around Andrew Hammond's performances right now. And he looks like he's just handling it in stride, and he's saying the right things, and he's modest. But he knows, too, that this is a big opportunity. I didn't get my first one period of, you know, National Hockey League action until I was 26. And it didn't go nearly as well as what Hammond's doing right now. And so if he can just keep this up, I'm sure there'll be lots of teams looking. And, you know, Ottawa's going to have to make a decision here what they're going to do with Anderson and Leonard. And, I mean, mm-hmm. If he can keep this going and push them into the playoffs, this gives him a great opportunity to get exposure around the National Hockey League.
Well, a lot of times, inevitably, a stretch like this, like, it does kind of cool off a little bit. So how come that usually happens? Like, how come that hot stretch usually comes to an end? And is there anything you can do to maybe make sure or guard against that happening?
Well, there's no expectation when Andrew Hammond plays his first game. They say, oh, let's just see what this guy can do. And he goes out and he plays great. Well, the next night he goes back in. Well, let's see if he can do it twice. And oh, he can do it twice here now, too. And all of a sudden your expectation becomes bigger. He's 6-0-1 right now. His numbers are great. And now people are thinking, oh, well, you know what? Maybe he can keep this up. And maybe he starts thinking, you know what? Now I got to keep this up, too. Because before, it would just go out there and see what you can do. I'll probably get sent back tomorrow or the next day and, you know, had a good little stint in Ottawa, and that was it. But he's putting together some big numbers. And going back to what I said about Ramo, I mean, if he just doesn't get caught up in thinking about what he's doing, what the team's doing, if he just focuses it on save by save, it's cliche, but the second you start letting that spiral out of control, what could be, I could get a bigger contract next year, I could get a one-way contract, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, without actually doing anything, that's where your mind starts to lose control, and then your performance drops as well. So I'm really rooting for him. You know, like I said, the biggest thing I like is that he's 27 years old, and he's getting the shot. So I think everybody's rooting for him. He's a good kid. And I hope him continued success.
Croner, as always, good stuff, my man. That was a lot of fun. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks again, Josh.
Well played.
Well played. See you, Croner.
See you, bud.
That was well done. By the way, Brent Cron joined us on the Lube City Mobile One Hotline. Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR and Lube City Express Oil Change. That goes back to when we had Joe Haggerty on Hockey Central at noon. This is how we said goodbye.
Joe, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for spending it with us this afternoon. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, Josh. Take care, bud.
See? And Hags, he thought he was talking to Josh. And so that threw me off a little bit. And we made a little joke about it. Credit to a texter, but I believe this is actually what Hags was wanting to say on the way out of the conversation.
And our final call tonight goes to Randy. Hello, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Pat. F*** off. Bring back Rob.
What a lovely night on the program tonight. That's what Joe Haggerty wanted to say.
That's what he wanted to say.
Yeah. Couldn't remember my name, so he called me Josh and hung up. There we go.
But, Pat.
Yes.
I must admit, you don't have a lot of luck with phones and talking to people on the phone around here.
No, I really don't.
This happened to you earlier this week.
I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
So that happened to you on the phone line.
What a beating I'm taking on the phone line.
This happened to you as well.
All right, what do we expect coming up in period number two, Josh?
All right, thanks a lot, Pat.
Nobody wants to say goodbye to me.
Nobody wants to say goodbye to you. Nobody wants to talk to you. That's about all we've learned from you on the phones.
Oh, why me? Hold on, I got to go pull because somebody texted in one other one that we need to throw in there, and I just got to go find it quickly because it's a good one as well. But can you play Lou hanging up on me one more time?
Yeah.
We'll talk
to you. No, I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man. Just
sour. He was so sour.
He was so sad. Did not want to talk about Dennis Weidman at all, so just hangs up. And then I text him. I go, what was that about? He's like, I thought we were done. I thought I said goodbye. I'm like, no, you didn't. You were sour, you big grump. And then somebody texted in, saying, none of those beat Patrick Thank You, which, of course, I've now thrown into the system.
Patrick, thank you.
That's Brian Williams. That one gets me every time. One more time.
Patrick, thank you.
Because Brian Williams is such a pro. He was doing an interview after being inducted into the Canada Sports Hall of Fame, and we brought him on. And this is before TSN and Sportsnet hated one another. So we brought on Brian Williams, and so I was really excited to do the interview. And he's such a pro that before he came on, he asked Jason, who was producing the afternoon show at the time, he asked Jason DeForest, he goes, who am I doing the interview with? And Jason, knowing exactly what was going to happen, said, yeah, you're doing the interview with Patrick. Just and Jason wins this round because
Patrick, thank you.
That was the result. Well played, Jason DeForest. You are you're a very savvy man. So there you go. Well played, Brent Cron, on that one.
Very well played.
He did
that
a good
was
job.
Good.
That was really good. I think that Croner just wins the day. He's Josh Humphreys. I'm Josh Humphreys. This is the big show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Four more important Western Conference games on the ice tonight. We go around the NHL next, but first Don Cherry and Brian Williams on Grapevine. This is the big show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The big show brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
All right, Grapes, it's been a couple of days since the trade deadline. We've talked trades. Great story, Carol Vadnais.
Yes, Carol Vadnais and the whole deal and the trades and everything. I feel so bad when I hear the wives talk about their husbands have been traded. And when we come back, I'll tell you, my gums bleed for them.
Grapevine is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
Welcome to Hockey Night in Trinidad and Tobago! It's the 7th hour of the pre-game celebration. The players are entering the ice and the costumes are magnificent. Feathers and sequins everywhere.
Oh no, the puck is down. Okay, we'll be back with more celebration after the game.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
You know, Brian, I have to tell you, when I see these guys, I saw a documentary last week, and it talked about a wife, and she was absolutely in tears and so brokenhearted that she was going from one $5 million house to another $5 million house. Oh, and she had to uproot the children and take them to school and the whole deal. And they got on the plane first class and flying out the first class. She never even thought of her furniture in it because it was all taken care of by the agent. Her heart was broken. I have to think back of Rose when I'd say we're going to the Three Rivers. Where's Three Rivers? I have no idea. The old one going through Vermont, New Hampshire, turn right. And you know, when I think of back of that, and I told her that, she's from Hershey, Pennsylvania, I mean, and I'm telling her she's going Three Rivers, Quebec. We're driving up and I got to play the next afternoon. You know, the one thing I remember, Brian, is that when she's packing up, she'd have Cindy was 3 years old, sitting in the back seat, and the clothes would be on the rack. And Cindy'd be sitting there for about 7 hours the whole time, never saying a word. But the one thing I remember as we were packing, I remember Rose getting a cardboard box. This is always in my mind. I think of it all the time. And I remember going in the fridge, kind of chokes me up. And she'd be putting half a bottle of ketchup, half a bottle of mustard, the sugar and stuff like that. And we take it out, and I remember she never saying a word, and we put it in the trunk. I tell you one thing, and she never complained. And I think of these wives now, and they're whining because their husbands are going to some playoff spot in the National Hockey League. No character whatsoever. And I got to tell you, folks, it was back in the minors. We talk about Jimmy Thompson. Jimmy Thompson and Ted Lindsay and Todd Sloan and Doug Harvey, they fought for guys like me. They didn't have to fight. They were the stars. They fought because we never got paid for our trips. They never got paid for anything. And I tell you, don't feel sorry for guys that are traded in the National Hockey League because they got guaranteed contracts. When I see Vermette, like I said, crying that he's going from Arizona to Chicago, it just makes me wonder. But I'll tell you one thing, Brian, it is tough on the families, and especially the minors. They had no regard, and they told me, Shore told me, this is Saturday. He says, get up there, you're playing Sunday afternoon. They didn't care one bit. And like I said, God loved Ted Lindsay. He was a guy that sacrificed his career for guys like me.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your secret seat is K63. K63.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan and the Calgary Sport and Social Club have teamed up again to get you into the game. Shake off that winter rust. Get into the action. Fan Club members can win a $200 gift card from Calgary Sport and Social Club. Spring League registration is now open. Choose between 15 different indoor and outdoor sports leagues. Register now at calgarysportsclub.com. Meet some new people, get some exercise, have some fun from the Calgary Sport and Social Club and Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Jared here from Jack Carter's. Trigger submitted a vacation request, so we're interviewing temps.
I've got a brand new Cadillac ATS down to 28 grand. I've got the Cadillac ATS down to 28 grand. I've priced the ATS at 28 grand. I'm allergic to cats. I've got new Cadillacs for 28 grand. It's just not the same. Jack Carter's, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. The natural choice.
They're two of your favorite Flames, and you want to see how they live. Check out the new Homes by Abbey Flames Home Team Tour, featuring the home of Sean Monahan and Lance Boma. Who does the cooking? Is it true they consider laundry time, bonding time? And where do they plan on putting Johnny Hockey when he comes over? Find out now at homesbyabbey.com/flames. While you're there, make sure to enter for your chance to win Flames tickets. The Homes by Abbey Flames Home Team Tour. Check it out today at homesbyabbey.com/flames.
Here at Rocky Mountain Equipment, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case construction equipment. Only CNH original parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case construction equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. For a full line of Case construction equipment and CNH original parts, visit our Calgary dealership today. Rocky Mountain Equipment. Dependable is what we do.
At the Home Depot's really big flooring event, we've got flooring covered. So let's get a great special buy on 12 by 24 porcelain ceramic tile, just $2.47 a square foot. And a new lower price on 10 millimeter hickory laminate for only $1.19 a square foot. Now you can change the look of any room in your home for less. Let's do this. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While quantities last, see store or homedepot.ca for details.
Wednesdays on FX, one of the best shows on television, The Americans, is back with a new season. Kerry Russell and Matthew Rhys star as two Russian spies posing as ordinary citizens and living the American dream. Are they willing to risk everything?
Paige is your daughter, but she belongs to the cause. You haven't forgotten that, have you?
Including their children?
It would destroy her.
Find out on The Americans, Wednesdays at 8, only on FX.
This is your captain speaking. We're about to land and we've been informed that the temperature has been nothing but hot and sunny. The lineup for your baggage and customs is nothing, and your shuttle rides will cost you nothing.
There's just nothing better than nothing. At Country Hills Toyota, during the Drive Into Spring event, down payment, pay nothing. Tax, pay nothing. Interest, pay nothing. Payments, nothing for 90 days. For all details, visit chtoyota.com. Country Hills Toyota, your automotive family for life.
When it comes to hockey, it's all about skills and having fun. Start them young and teach them right. Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp is the place to get that great hockey experience. From novice to junior and every age category in between, visit sylvanlakehockeycamp.com for registration info. Sportsnet 960 The Fan and Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp want you to win a tuition certificate for the Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp for your son or daughter. Listen for Rob Kerr's Minor Hockey Player of the Week during the Big Show, and he'll announce a winner every Friday. Enter now at sportsnet.ca/960.
Calling all men who give a damn. If you knew that your small personal donation could be multiplied by 100 to make a large positive impact in your community, would you help? Join Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pledge your support to an amazing initiative that does just that. 100 Men Who Give a Damn brings together 100 or more guys like you who care about local community causes and want to help.
The next meeting is Tuesday, March 10th.
For all the details and to sign up, visit 100mencalgary.com. Local men, local impact. Proudly supported by Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary, you love hockey, and so do we. It's right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, proud home of the National Hockey League. It's the fastest game on earth around the NHL. Right now, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
All right, welcome back to the program. Pat Steinberg here at Shanks on McLeod Trail South. Josh Humphreys is back at Sportsnet 960 World Control. We've got lots to get to as we spin you around the league, focusing mostly on the Western Conference, and that's where we're going to start.
The Washington Capitals.
The Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, the Wild, of course, are the team that we'll focus in on in the Western Conference, as the Caps and Wild will hook up tonight. The Caps will be without their best, maybe without their best player and potential Hart Trophy winner, Alex Ovechkin. He's a game-time decision with a lower body injury. Coach Barry Trotz excused Ovechkin from morning skate today, saying that his playing status will be determined closer to game time. He leads the NHL with 43 goals, has 16 in his last 19 since the All-Star break, and is tied with linemate Nicklas Backstrom for the league lead in points with 67. Right now, the Wild currently occupy the final wild card spot in the West, sitting with 75 points. You know what, though, Josh? I know you're right here that, you know, doing the Flames a favor. I think right now the Flames are just focused on winning games, but I'm more focused on, you know, the Pacific Division race than I am the wild card race, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, yes, it would be nice if the Flames had two options, Pacific Division and the wild card, but the way the Wild are playing and the way, I know the Jets lose yesterday, but the way the Jets have been playing, I kind of more focused on the Pacific Division race, and that can change dramatically in 19 games. But as it is right now, you've got three teams tied for the final playoff spot in the Pacific, yet all three of those teams are three back of the wild card. So right now the wild card looks like it's going to be a little bit more difficult to chase down if you're the Flames. But again, it can change, but that's the way it looks right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime there's a West versus East team playing at this point in the year, though, you're cheering for the Eastern Conference team without a doubt to get the win, because like you mentioned there, right now it's all about that Pacific Division race, but we get closer and closer to the end of the season. You never know what happens. Maybe there's a logjam at the Pacific. Maybe there's a logjam at the wild card where Winnipeg, Minnesota, Calgary, San Jose, Los Angeles are all tied with 90 points coming into the last, you know, five or six games of the season. So if that is the case, then you're really going to want the Western Conference team to lose at any time. The Minnesota Wild, they're playing well, but even without Alexander Ovechkin, the Washington Capitals still have a lot to play for. They're not going to be an easy task tonight whatsoever for Minnesota, so they're going to have to be ready to go in this one. I guess former Flame Curtis Glencross and company could do the Flames a little favor here.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, the Minnesota Wild don't, I mean, the Wild are playing so well that I think that they're probably going to be favorites to win a lot of hockey games here down the stretch. And if Ovechkin doesn't play for the Caps, even more so. The Wild have won three straight games, remain one of the hottest teams in the NHL since a January 7-2 loss to the Penguins. So that game goes tonight as these two teams will hook it up. That game goes in Washington just after 5 o'clock, and that's what's happening there. But to more Western Conference games to focus in on our spin around the NHL.
The Vancouver Canucks.
Take it on the Arizona Coyotes. We don't have one of those splitters as of yet.
The Arizona Coyotes.
Yes, apparently that name change just happened yesterday. We haven't been able to get the proper splitter done for that one. But that is the story tonight. Those two teams meeting up in Vancouver, I believe, on the road. This one's going to be a big one. It's the Canucks.
Arizona.
It's in Arizona. They will look to bounce back after they suffered a loss to the Sharks on Tuesday night. They'll have a perfect opportunity to gain some ground because the Coyotes, well, I mean, they've only lost 10 straight games. They're playing pretty well
but
right
they're
now.
They're due, Josh. They're due.
They are due for a win, and I wonder if that happens tonight. Tuesday's game, not good if your name is Jacob Markstrom. 3 goals on 4 shots. He got the hook. Eddie Lack had to come in, and Willie Desjardins says that with Ryan Miller out, both Markstrom and Lack will be called upon, and they can't let games like the one that they had on Tuesday night bother them for too long.
You need to reset a little bit. You know, you maybe need a day to reset and think about it a little bit, so I just think it's like a pitcher in baseball. Like, you can have the best pitcher, you can be a Cy Young pitcher, he just doesn't have a good day. So what does that mean? Means, you know, when his rotation comes up, he goes again, and you expect him to play well. And that's what I expect out of our goalies.
Yeah, despite that first game without Ryan Miller in net where they beat Boston 2-1, Pat, where Eddie Lack made 40 saves, it has not gone very well for the Canucks since that. Their last three games, they've given up a whopping 17 goals. One of those ended up being a 6-5 win over the St. Louis Blues, but they're starting to play with fire here by giving up that much goals and that much offense right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I still think that Eddie Lack's probably the better option than Jacob Markstrom is at this point. But, you know, the way Lack's played, I mean, it's not as if it's been night and day better than Markstrom. So that's something that they're going to absolutely need to get on top of. And maybe that's exactly the tonic that the Arizona Coyotes need to snap a 10-game losing skid. That said, if Vancouver in a tooth-and-nail playoff race, even if their goaltending isn't great tonight, if they lose to Arizona, that's just a straight-up failure. Like, these are games that you just do not have the luxury of losing, period. You need to. These are 2 points that, I mean, every 2 points is important, but you're going to, like, if you don't get these 2 points, if you're Vancouver, like, hang your heads in shame. This is a team that doesn't have Keith Yandel, does not have Antoine Vermette. You know, Mike Smith has had a horrible season. Like, you better beat the Coyotes tonight. Doesn't matter if they're due. They can be due the next game. You make it 11 straight wins if you're the Canucks tonight.
Yeah, you cannot
take 11 straight losses, rather.
11 straight losses. Yeah, you cannot take them lightly either, though, Pat, coming into this one. And like you say, the Coyotes are due. They're not going to lose every game for the rest of the season. They're going to win eventually. They're going to want to snap out of this streak right now to, you know, have something to play for. So the The Arizona Coyotes are going to come out strong. You know that in this game, but you're right. If you're the Vancouver Canucks and you lose a game like this, when potentially at the end of the night a loss by you would allow Calgary and Los Angeles to be 1 point behind you, all with equal games played, you're putting yourself a pretty big disservice by dropping a game to a very, very bad hockey team. Yep. So we'll see what happens tonight. It is the Vancouver Canucks, the Arizona Coyotes from Glendale. That's one of the big Western Conference matchups. Here's another.
the Los Angeles Kings, the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, that Vancouver-Arizona game goes at 7 o'clock at 8:30 tonight. The Kings will look to build up a winning streak again when they host the Montreal Canadiens. The Habs playing on the second half of a back-to-back. They fell in Anaheim last night, and their trip through California hasn't been what you would call productive so far, because they also lost in San Jose before that. Their lead, 3 points on the Tampa Bay Lightning right now for top spot in the Atlantic Division. Carey Price has also lost back-to-back games for the Habs, which doesn't happen very often either. The Kings coming off a pretty convincing win over the Edmonton Oilers on Tuesday. They took care of business there. 5-2 ends up being the final score. They had lost three in a row before that win over Edmonton, and had won eight in a row before that. So they have won 9 of their last 12 games heading into action tonight. Again, I'm not overly worried about the Kings missing. I think that they're going to be in when it's all said and done, but they're not in as it stands right now. So I can keep saying that till I'm blue in the face. They're still not in at 70 points, but they're a whole lot closer and look a whole lot more dangerous than they have at any point this year. And they took it to the Oilers pretty darn convincingly in that game on Tuesday night. And Habs coming off a loss, I'm not overly sold on what this Montreal group is all about. Carey Price, I'm sold on. The rest of them, not so much. Winnable game for LA, but they got to win the game, and that is obviously not a given.
Yeah, and Montreal, I expect to come out strong in this one. They have played two games where they have not played very well whatsoever against their oppositions, Anaheim and San Jose. They're going to be hungry to come out of California with at least something on this Western road trip, because, like you mentioned there, their lead on that Atlantic Division is getting smaller and smaller. With Tampa Bay taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, that could be down to one potentially if Montreal does not get a win, loses this one in regulation. So you know they're going to be ready to go in this one. So it's a winnable game for Los Angeles for sure, but you know Montreal is going to be hungry coming out for this one.
That game goes at 8:30 tonight with the Kings welcoming Montreal. Latest game that'll go this evening. One more look on our spin around the NHL. This one has, I guess, Western Conference implications, but far more important out east.
The Dallas Stars.
The Florida Panthers.
Yes, the Florida Panthers have the opportunity to move into a tie with Boston for the final playoff spot in the wild card. That if a Calgary win and a Florida win as well. Calgary win in regulation. The Stars, their fading playoff hopes once again tested as they will take on, of course, the desperate Florida Panthers. Stars are going to be without Trevor Daley. He suffered that lower body injury, hit knee on knee by Matt Martin, who, by the way, received a one-game suspension for that hit. 66 points for the Stars. They're 9 points back of a wild card spot coming into this one. As for the Panthers, of course, no Roberto Luongo. The team announcing that he's going to miss at least two games. As for Al Montoya, it's going to be a bit more long term. Dan Ellis will be the goaltender in tonight's game and likely their next contest as well, after being recalled from the American Hockey League. So the Florida Panthers spot, that's the big story here. Dallas, kind of in that same boat as Colorado. They're in the race for sure, technically, but chances are fading fast. But this Florida Panthers team, they're certainly not going away, and they have seemed to be kind of rejuvenized a bit since they acquired Jaromir Jagr as well on the offense, especially.
Rejuvenized?
I don't know what that is.
That one better be isolated as well.
It's going to be isolated.
Ken Thrower in Ken the Thrower. Rolio coaster.
Make it up words.
Oh, the Calgary Hitmen are rejuvenized here.
That's a Ken Thrower term. He's the one who taught me that.
Yeah, you get a flag thrown on
Ken,
you for that
Ken
one.
Thrower taught me that term, so I'm going to stick
rejuvenized.
The Ken Thrower Book of English is probably the best book to go by.
It's going to be tough for me to get rejuvenized.
Yeah.
That's too good.
2 points back for Florida coming into this one. It seems like they're going to be a tough team. They're not going to go anywhere.
I don't know. I mean, Roberto Luongo has been the biggest reason why they've been as good as they are this year. He's going to be out at least two games, as you mentioned. Montoya longer. I don't know. I'm not so confident in the Panthers without their goaltending. I'm sorry. Dan Ellis doesn't do anything for me. So I'm a little worried about the Panthers and their hopes for the playoffs. I think without their goalies and who knows how long Lou's out for, I think that's going to be a really, really difficult test for them to overcome. So I'm a little less confident in what the Panthers are going to be able to do now that these two goaltending injuries have popped up for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be tough. The good thing is Roberto Luongo is going to be short-term, so he's going to be back sooner rather than later. But if you're the Boston Bruins and you have that game tonight against the Flames, It's weird to see. You do have a couple games in hand on Florida, at least, not on the Ottawa Senators. You're really looking over your shoulder now because Philadelphia, despite that loss against the Flames, they're still within striking distance. The Ottawa Senators don't seem to be going away whatsoever. They're red hot with Andrew Hammond in net. So the Boston Bruins, despite what you look at, and it would be really hard to think that any of those teams could knock them off, and it looked that way earlier this season, the Boston Bruins have got to be worried looking over their shoulder.
And yes, absolutely. The Senators, and Joe Haggerty said it, the Senators are the team that he thinks are going to be maybe even a bigger threat than Florida down the stretch. And I could see that. I mean, that's a Senators team playing pretty loose. And whereas Florida, again, the goaltending thing, I'm just not sold on. We'll see. But a big game for the Panthers today, and certainly a big game for the Bruins as they welcome the Calgary Flames. That is our spin around the NHL. We'll do it again tomorrow at the same time right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We're live at Shanks on McLeod Trail South. This is our home away from the Dome. We're here for every Flames road game. The Flames take on the Boston Bruins tonight. 5 o'clock start here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan, we're on the air at 4 o'clock with your Flames warm-up. We'll get your rejuvenized three burning questions around the corner as we continue here on The Big Show. This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Around the NHL on The Big Show is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 60 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Mobile, magazine, TV, online, and on your radio. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Listen like never before.
在 Metro Ford, 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford.
Metro Ford, 这特阿西多迪波利波德哈。
We speak your language. When you visit Metro Ford and lease the all-new 2015 Ford F-150 for only $375 a month with only $1,800 down, it's easy to get into a Ford. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,000 on most new 2015 Ford vehicles. See MetroFord.ca for details. At Metro Ford, we speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or MetroFord.ca.
At Numeris, we've spent the last 70 years helping Canadians make their radio better. We do it by giving listeners the chance to tell us what they're listening to. You may not realize it, but your choices in stations do matter, particularly when you take part in a Numeris survey. So when we call you at home or on mobile, remember our name and say yes to being part of our survey. You'll be shaping the future of radio and television. Visit Numeris.ca to learn more. Numeris. Audiences count.
The road can be full of laughter, adventure, and rewards. With Co-op, you can enjoy the drive and get money back. Last year, Co-op members were paid a total of 9 cents a liter on all fuel purchases. That's 3 cents in grocery coupons right away, plus another 6 cents in member refunds. Whether your trip is to the mountains or the movies, Co-op gas bars help get you there. Enjoy the road. Enjoy the savings.
Want to know why more Alberta businesses choose Alberta Blue Cross for their employee group benefits? Not only do we offer the benefits employees prefer, but we also provide an exceptional experience for your employees. Over 90% of our claims are direct billed, and we provide online and mobile-friendly claiming options. We deliver the fastest claim processing in the industry. We make plan administration simple. We deliver unbeatable value and real customer service. Discover the Alberta Blue Cross Advantage for your business. Call us today.
Hi, I'm Jamie McCowan. As a former defenseman for the Calgary Flames, I have experienced pressure. Now, as a realtor, I can relate to the pressure of buying and selling your first home. It's one of the biggest decisions of your life. You need someone like me that's used to making tough decisions. Someone who's in the business full-time and knows the Calgary housing market very well. I would love the opportunity to help you make your right choice. Put me on your team.
Jamie McCowan, defending your interests. Visit McCowanRealEstate.com.
In Canada, we're no strangers to winter. It's our longest season, but it's almost over.
Call it back.
It's time to shake off that cabin fever and get outdoors where you belong. And at Wholesale Sports, we're making it easier than ever to find a great deal on hunting, fishing, and camping gear with our Cabin Fever clearance sale. Starting March 5th, it's up to 50% off store-wide. We tag them, you bag them. Only at Canada's Outdoor Outfitter, Wholesale Sports.
Cutting-edge design meets unparalleled performance.
Turns out, they're both from the same town in Sweden. Volvo is back, and there's never been a better time to get into one, like the award-winning S60 sedan or the turbocharged V60 sport wagon, now for only $399 a month. Or drive away in a feature-filled XC60 SUV for just $499 a month. Right now at Valentine Volvo, take advantage of lease rates as low as 0.9% on the latest 2015s. Visit 11 Richard Way or valentinevolvo.com for details.
Jared here from Jack Carter's. Trigger submitted a vacation request, so we're interviewing temps. I've got a brand new Cadillac ATS down to 28 grand. I've got the Cadillac ATS down to 28 grand. I've priced the ATS at 28 grand. I'm allergic to cats. I've got new Cadillacs for 28 grand. It's just not the same. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, the natural choice.
What's winning like?
Going, going, go!
Easy daily banking with great customer service and mobile access 24/7.
Takes first!
Low interest rates on loans and mortgages. And experienced wealth management and business banking advisors. Yeah, winning sure sounds good.
When you bank with Mountain View Credit Union, you're an owner, too. And owners win. Yeah! Join today and get perks like profit sharing, low rates, and great customer service from owners just like you. Visit your local Mountain View Credit Union or mvcu.ca today.
The world's best hockey players are only right here. Sportsnet 960, home for the NHL in Calgary. The questions you're asking, the answers you're craving. It's three burning questions on the big show, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right, wrapping things up on the program, the first hour of the program this afternoon, where Joshua has our three burning questions this afternoon. Josh, where are we going first?
Well, let me rejuvenate you with these. The first one I want to bring to your
text came in during the break. This show is amazingable.
Amazingable. We could probably make our own new, like, Webster's Dictionary.
Yep. Well, I'll just use Ken Thrower's words.
Ken Thrower's, mine, like, stuff that, you know, everybody makes up at different times.
Amazingable. That's
amazingable. Rhett Warner could have a few in there as well.
Yeah.
We have some great words we could bring in. First of all, my question for you, David Schlemko, we're going to make his debut tonight for the Calgary Flames. Obviously, we don't expect him to be a top four guy and get near the 20-minute mark pairing with Rafi Diaz, but what are you expecting to see from him? Is he a guy that could make a case to be a full-time guy on this roster and in the lineup?
I mean, I think that would be the hope. I'm really not sure what to expect. Like, you know, talking to Lou on Hockey Central today, he's really, really bullish that this guy can really help transform things and all that. I'm not saying he can't. He's only played 25 games this year. Hasn't played an NHL game since January. He's been on two different teams before this one. I guess for me, the expectation that I would have is just that he can play. He can play a regular shift. If David Schlemko can take a regular shift, not playing, you know, 25 minutes a game, but if he can play somewhere in the range between 13 and 17 minutes per game and not hurt you, then I think you're fine if you're the Flames. Because if he can do that, if you can get him up, you know, in the 15-minute range, then that will, I believe, if Engelund can continue seeing his ice time go up, that will be able to get the ice time for Weidman, Russell, and Brody down a little bit. So
yeah.
that would be the main expectation that I would be looking for.
Yeah, and you would expect, I mean, if for Derek Englund, at least for start this game, he's going to get every opportunity to play a lot again after having that great performance in his last contest against the Philadelphia Flyers. Question number two, we talked about it a little bit during the first segment today. Johnny Gaudreau, is he under a little bit of pressure? Do you think that pressure might be getting to him of going through this games with all the attention to him? I know he's had attention all year, but it's so much magnified now that he's back close to home. Is he feeling that pressure a little bit? The jersey retirement at his high school, everything he's had to do?
Right. I don't think so. I think he's been just fine. I mean, I liked him quite a bit against the Flyers. I thought that he had some really nice flashes in the games against the Rangers and the Devils. So based on his on-ice play, I can't really say that he's feeling the pressure because I think he's been fine. I mean, I don't know how he's feeling, you know, personally. I don't know how he's feeling internally. But from what I've been able to see on the ice, yeah, I don't think that he's been showing much ill effects of pressure at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. It just seems it might be getting to him a little bit, the off-ice distractions. I don't think his game has gone down or anything, but sometimes when you're that age and it's your first time, the off-ice distractions may become just a little too much. So I wonder what happens when he finally gets out of there, heads to Detroit and Ottawa, and then back home next week if Johnny Gaudreau's game amps up a little bit. Not to say that it's gone down a whole lot right now, so we'll wait and see what happens. Final question for three burning questions. We just kind of chatted about it a bit around the NHL there. If the Boston Bruins don't make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, who is it that makes it, Pat?
If it's me, I'm kind of with Joe Haggerty. I think Ottawa is the team that I would lean towards as opposed to Florida. Specifically, you know, if Luongo misses more than these two games, and there's no real word as to whether or not it's going to be more than two games or not. It's going to be two games for sure. If they don't have goaltending and if they're relying on Dan Ellis, I just can't see it for Florida. So in that case, I'd lean towards Ottawa. I think Boston's going to get in, though. I don't think Florida and or Ottawa is going to have enough to be able to overtake them. So I think Boston's going to be in, and we'll see. We'll see if those games they have remaining against Washington can be important and maybe helping them move up into that second, the first of the two wild card spots. But I'm still not overly worried that Boston's going to miss the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs either. I think they're going to definitely be a team that's in the postseason come season end. But I don't know. The Ottawa Senators seem to be turning it around, but I don't think they can keep this pace for the rest of the season. So if they don't make it, I still think the Florida Panthers might have the best chance of getting in there. They seem to be going in a pretty good direction right now. If they can get over this hump without the goaltender situation right now, if Dan Ellis can just keep him in a couple of games until Luongo's ready to go again, then I think you might see them being okay.
I'm getting chastised on a text. By the way, that is three burning questions. The texter makes a very good point. Pat, not nice that you humiliated Josh for having mispronunciated a word.
No, well, it's fine.
Well, I like that. Not nice that you humiliated Josh. That's a good one. Humiliated. I'm sorry. You're taking a beating for no reason, but come on. It was kind of funny.
Oh, well-deserved. I got no problem.
Rejuvenized.
We all take a beating when we need to.
Yeah, I take plenty of beatings myself on this station, so every once in a while. Oh, you're a good sport, Joshua. Don't hang up on me, because that would be mean.
You know what? Based on what happened yesterday, you'll probably just do it yourself.
Yeah, I'll just get people to hang up. Do you have Lou hanging up on me just to wrap up the segment?
You know what? I'm going to just give me a second. I'll have to.